Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jefferson Intermediate School sixth graders Nora Osmond and Kaylin Olchoge join us on today's program to share their written works that won awards in the annual Three Rivers Reading Council contest.
My name is Nora Osmond, and I will read my poem, I Am a Lion. I am a lion, proud and strong, the king of the jungle, powerful, never wrong. My mane is like blazing fire, one that will never go out. Hear my roar, like thunder, it gets louder and louder, running along the savannah till everyone hears it. I am a lion, the king of all beasts. Though usually gentle, I can be quite fierce.
My name is Kaylin Olchoge, and this is Flying on Ice. Everyone in the audience gasped, not daring to breathe, as Crystal shot high into the air. Cirque du Soleil, here we come! My mind raced with anticipation. I couldn't believe it was finally time for Cirque du Soleil. I had been looking forward to this moment for weeks. I chattered away endlessly. I was so excited. I was silenced as I pushed through the heavy doors. As we searched for our seats, I noticed a massive castle on one side of the stage that looked like it was made of stone encased in ice. I was finally here at Cirque du Soleil. Soon after I situated myself in my seat, a funny-looking man in patched overalls strolled out from offstage carrying a bucket. I only had time to think, what's the bucket for? When he reached into it and chucked a snowball at me. It caught my leg and frigid ice dripped down into my boot. Everyone around me, including me, laughed as I shivered in my seat. Just then, the lights dimmed, fog seeped out and enveloped the crowd like a blanket of smoke. I sank into the ocean that was the play. Crystal, the main character, was different. Nobody, not even her parents, accepted her for who she was. So she went ice skating to get away. She slipped, and she fell into another world, her imagination. I fell in with her. The first group of acrobats skated out. They lifted each other up into the air, doing flips and spins that looked nearly impossible. I could not believe my eyes. Then everyone except Crystal exited. Chandelier, by Sia, floated down through speakers in the ceiling. A trapeze descended, and Crystal glided over. She situated herself on the trapeze, and everyone in the audience gasped, not daring to breathe, as Crystal shot high into the air. She flipped upside down, twisted and spun, all on ice skates, high above the hard stage of ice. I could not decide whether Crystal was more amazing or reckless for doing this mind-numbing feat. She finally touched down on the ice, and I felt my heartbeat return to normal. Next, a red and yellow hockey team appeared with a group of musicians. Crystal blew a whistle sharply. The team began to skate with a rhythmic pulse. I caught my breath as a skater did a backflip. The music began. Live music, a violin, a clarinet, and an accordion. Everything was timed perfectly to the exciting rhythm. Every amazing trick that they did, all of it looked almost like it was happening because of the music. I felt as though there was hundreds of acrobats circling me, flipping and jumping and whacking a tiny silver ball into a goal. I wish I had about 20 more eyes. I wanted to see everything, to watch every flip, every spin, everything. I was jerked back into reality as intermission was called. My senses were offended by the real world of overpowering smells, blinding lights, and forever long lines. I almost ran back into the auditorium, eager to see more. It was a dance. Actors in exaggerated foam wigs skated out, pushing chairs alongside them and spinning. I loved how Cirque du Soleil made set changes a dance. My attention was drawn to a regal figure on the platform. He stood and accepted the chairs from each dancer. The music and chairs wove together to create a towering structure. The regal figure climbed gracefully. I held my breath, trying to think, it's okay, he's probably done this hundreds of times. At the top, he grabbed the edge of the highest chair, and though every particle in my brain was screaming, no, he flung himself into a handstand. After an eternity, he lowered himself down. In the end, Crystal wanted to go home. She was underwater, holding her breath, punching ice, trying to break free. Struggling, she could not break through. She kept trying, and finally a hole opened up and water flooded out. It looked real because they used shimmering lights to portray water rushing out into the ice, transporting Crystal home. Crystal's family rushed over to her and embraced her tightly. It occurred to me that Crystal had discovered her strength, her mind, her creativity. That was what made her special. Not the fact that she was perfect and normal, because she wasn't. It was the fact that she was different. All of those wonderful worlds were in her imagination. And it was beautiful.
Why don't each of you kind of tell us a little bit about why you chose the topic you wrote about for this contest and what kind of was the inspiration behind your piece?
The inspiration behind mine is lions, they just represent really strong, proud creatures that that are just really fun and intriguing to write about.
The inspiration behind Flying on Ice was I went to a performance of Cirque du Soleil. Crystal was the play called, and I thought it was amazing. It was one of the best experiences of my life, and I wanted to share that experience with other people.
And in terms of writing, you know, what kind of led you to being invested in this contest? I know oftentimes it's a class project, but it seems like for both of you, you really put some time and effort into this. You know, what's it like to be able to express yourself that way through writing and to do it in this way?
It's really just easy, and it's not really a job for me. It's just more of a way to express myself and what I'm feeling and share it with other people.
I love to write. It started out as a school project, but then I took it home and spent hours and hours trying to fit it into the contest guidelines. And I love writing, and it was awesome that I could enter this competition.
And is there a future for you in writing, whether it be even if it's not a career, but, you know, in terms of just a hobby or maybe, you know, the student newspaper or whatever it might be?
I think that would definitely be something to look forward to, something that would be fun to do.
I love writing. I think it'd be an amazing hobby to have. I like writing script sometimes, so I do that, and sometimes I perform them at home. But, yeah, I just love writing.
Once again, those are Jefferson Intermediate School 6th graders Nora Osmond and Kaylin Oltrogi. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.